But now it's time for our final interview of the show, and I'm interviewing Gabriel Ogoiti, who is a medical doctor working in the field of child health, child participation and health communication for the last 35 years. But we know him better as the man who started it all, the founder of RX Radio, and recently stepped into a new advisory role since Yoli became our new station manager. Gabs, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alex. Wonderful to be in the show, and good morning to all listeners.
So we're going to have a bit of a discussion now about radio, because we're continuing the whole theme of Radio Day, Radio Month. So can you tell us a bit more about your community radio journey, how you got into radio and how you've got to RX Radio?
Yes, with pleasure, Alex. It goes many years back. I was still in Argentina, and it was in the south of Argentina. I was working as a medical doctor and in a rural area, and we needed to put messages across. So with a friend journalist of mine that was running a radio station in the south, I started with him a program, and that we put sort of, we were chatting with children, we were chatting with parents, we were chatting about well-being and health. And that was my introduction almost 40 years ago to radio. And then when I came to South Africa, and I was working in Khayelitsha with community health workers during difficult times of apartheid, where it was difficult to do home visits, we started Radio Sibonele as a community radio station. And then after that, there were many other radio stations. I got involved all over Africa. And the culmination of all that was starting RX Radio more or less 10 years ago, but starting the radio as we know it now in 2016. So that's in a nutshell the story, but I'm passionate about radio, and I think radio is one of the most important mediums around the world because it's easy to access, easy to listen, and it's cheap.
And you say it's so easy to access. Why do you think people find it so powerful and moving when they listen to radio? I mean, we've seen it firsthand, but why do you think it is so powerful?
Look, this has been said many times. You know, the power of storytelling, I think, is so incredible. And radio is the perfect medium to paint pictures with words and to tell stories that are important to whoever is telling that story. And the beauty of a community radio is that actually the listeners get involved in the radio station and it becomes their radio station. So I think it's the perfect medium to be able to engage, to be able to talk. And you don't need really a lot of money to be able to get a radio receiver, obviously. But the problem now with radio is that the internet is taking over, and it's great and it's wonderful and it's the future of radio. But the problem with that is that access to internet is not easy for huge amounts of people in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia. And that creates a big challenge for all of us about trying to find ways in democratizing the access to internet, in where people have the possibility to engage with radio through a different way. And for that zero rating, and by that I mean being able to listen to a radio station in internet without having to spend your own data, is the way forward. And that's where we need to advocate as radio advocates and human rights advocates to be able to achieve that.
And you talk about internet radio being the way forward, and we obviously know RX Radio you can listen to anywhere in the world through internet radio. And so with this as the future of radio, do you think radio is here to stay?
Oh, I don't have absolutely any doubt. And the beautiful thing is that with all the new technologies and social media, etc., before, in the old days, radio was only about sounds. Now it's a mix of sounds and visuals also. So you can work in parallel and build synergies between words and visuals, and that is very powerful. But maybe for me, what is important, my passion has been community radio, Alex, and thinking community radio is different from other type of radios, and the difference lie in that there's community ownership and control of the radio station. Of course, there is participation from the listeners, and they provide a community service, because the stories that are being told are stories that are being brought by the community members itself, and because it's independent radio, or it should be, and also it's a non-profit type of radio. You can make money, but you need to invest it in the radio. It's not for profit, you know? So I think those values or principles of community radio are so important, and it's very much what community radios are doing around the world and what RX Radio is doing.
And then lastly, Gabs, just before I let you go, we were talking, or I mentioned earlier on the show, Yusra and Nasira were Liberty Radio Award nominees, and you are a Liberty Radio Award inductee into the Hall of Fame. When that happened, what did you feel, what was that like, and what did you take away from being honored, I guess, by the South African Radio Awards as one of the people who's made such a big impact on radio in the country?
Look, it was an incredible honor, and I was extremely touched and happy about that, because in a way, not only for myself, but all the people that were recognized and inducted this the last year and other years, it makes you feel that your contributions to the industry, your contributions to the medium, to make the airways accessible to all, have paid back. It doesn't matter how big or small those contributions were, but whenever you receive any type of acknowledgement and prize, it makes you to go and to introspect and to look back to the journey you travel. And it was a wonderful, fulfilling and incredible experience. So I'm extremely happy that I was chosen. And of course, there are so many other people that have not received that type of honor, but they deserve it. And hopefully in the years to come, they will continue to keep on doing that.
Awesome, Gabs. Thanks so much for joining me this morning for the end of the show and discussing radio.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex. You have a wonderful show. Keep on keeping on, and bye-bye to all the listeners.
Cheers, Gabs.